backdrop to this is, of course, departure in the last days, perilous times. And what is presented to us always when that is brought before us in the Word of God is that the resource for the faithful, the resource for the believer in perilous times is always the Word of God. That's our solid ground. There is no other solid ground. And the Spirit of God again and again presents that to us. And so we should keep in mind when we look at chapter 4, and I always tell this to the young guys when you read the Bible, just white out the chapter divisions and read it as a whole. Because the Spirit of God didn't write it in chapters. He wrote it as an epistle. So one verse is connected with the next and follows the next. And so we get the Word of God presented in the end of chapter 3, continue thou on those things. And then the inspiration of the Scriptures, verse 16, is presented. It's profitable for the man of God. But then for the public testimony, there's to be the preaching of the Word that continues on. And the charge or the testimony of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, to all that would maintain any type of faithfulness during perilous times, is to preach the Word. And I think of Martin Luther, he's predicatio verbi Dei, est verbum Dei. The preaching of the Word of God is the Word of God. It's the public declaration of the Word of God. Paul says it's through the foolishness of preaching that men believe. And men discount the preaching of the Word, the public preaching of the Word. But that's God's order. That's what God has deigned. That's our tool. That's our method. So it's our personal ground. Our personal standing is on the Word of God, and the charge is to preach it. And it's interesting and instructive in these last words of Paul in what he doesn't charge Timothy to do. He doesn't charge Timothy to join a political party in Rome, right? To take up some cause of the day, a political cause, to vote for his favorite senator to get into the Roman Senate, and maybe put a good word in for the Christians. There's absent, zero. It's preach the Word. Preach the Word. The Word of the Gospel. And then we go down into the chapter, we've mentioned verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Literally, it means they will not bear with it. And I'm thinking of, in 2 Chronicles, Ahab and Jehoshaphat. And Ahab wants to go up to battle, and he says, bring, you know, the prophets of God. And they all say, yeah, go ahead, Ahab, go up. And Jehoshaphat says, are you sure? And Ahab says, well, there is a guy, but I don't like him because he always tells me bad news, Micaiah the prophet. And you see, Ahab's a sample here of heaping to yourselves, gathering. Literally, the idea is very active in the Greek. Gather together in a heap. Like, they are doing it. They're picking their preacher. But we don't pick our preachers. The Lord sends them. The Lord sends them, and you're to listen to the one that the Lord sends. Then we get Jeremiah. If you want to just bear with me for a sec, turn to Jeremiah chapter 5. There's nothing new under the sun, brothers and sisters. Everything is recycled. The devil's into recycling. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 5. At the very end of the chapter, and I'll read it in a bit of a newer translation, verse 30, a terrible or an appalling or astonishing thing is committed in the land. The authorized says wonderful, which meant terrible or awful back then, but it means an awful or astonishing thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof. Like, you can pick your preachers, you can pick your men that tickle your ears and tell you what you want to hear, but in the end, what will you do? Because it's the Word of God, what He has said is what will come to pass and what will stand. And therefore, it is our ground, our stand, our standing, our sure ground in a day of perilous times, which we are now ourselves, I believe, moving into.
Brian, in light of your statement as to what Timothy was not told to do, he was not told to join a political party, some cause, run some interest, and see how things will run. He was told to preach the word in season, out of season. It would seem, besides the standard that we just referred to in before God and Christ Jesus, that there is also the matter of his appearing and his kingdom that should regulate how we operate. Because when we speak of declaring the word in season and out of season, am I in accord with the kingdom of God? His rights. Am I in accord with the fact that Christ is going to appear and establish his kingdom? If that is the case, then there will be the sense in which my preaching, my interest would be the promotion of the rights of Christ.